Harry's numb hands slipped on the broom handle, and his nimbus dropped a few feet. Shaking his sodden bangs out of his eyes, he squinted back into the stands. The dog had vanished. "Harry!" came Wood's anguished yell from the Gryffindor goalpost. "Harry! Behind you!" Harry looked wildly around. Cedric Diggory was pelting up the field, and a tiny speck of gold was shimmering in the rain-filled air between them. With a jolt of panic, Harry threw himself flat to the broom handle and zoomed towards the snitch. "Come on!" he growled at his nimbus as the rain whipped his face. "Faster!" But something odd was happening. An eerie silence was falling across the stadium. The wind, though as strong as ever, was forgetting to roar. It was as though someone had turned off the sound, as though Harry had gone suddenly deaf. What was going on? And then a horribly familiar wave of cold swept over him, inside him, just as he became aware of something moving on the field below. Before he'd had time to think, Harry had taken his eyes off the snitch and looked down. At least 100 Dementors, their hidden faces pointing up at him, were standing beneath him. It was as though freezing water were rising in his chest, cutting at his insides, and then he heard it again. Someone was screaming, screaming inside his head, a woman. "Not Harry! Not Harry! Please! Not Harry! Stand aside, you silly girl! Stand aside now! Not Harry! Please, no! Take me! Kill me instead!" Numbing, swirling white mist was filling Harry's brain. What was he doing? Why was he flying? He needed to help her. She was going to die. She was going to be murdered. He was falling, falling through the icy mist. "Not Harry! Please! Have mercy! Have mercy!" A shrill voice was laughing. The woman was screaming. And Harry knew no more.